And Nate, contacting us from Melbourne in Australia, says, Kathy, I'm single and I can cook a little.
Is he flirting with you, Kathy?
No, he's just telling us that he can cook.
Yeah, he can cook, all right. Because don't read in more than is there, hey.
Yes, exactly. And he also says, yes, South Africa is struggling, watching it live on cable TV. I'm not sure who said this, but apparently omelets are the way forward.
In the context of what exactly?
I don't know.
The cooking issue.
Elaborate a little bit. Like, I think there might be Neil.
Omelets for dinner, it's just not going to cut the mustard. You can't have omelets for dinner.
Why?
Because it's a breakfast food. And you know never who the twain
know?
Shall meet.
No. You know who would know? Lee Joffe would know. Hello, Lee Joffe.
Hello.
Would you have omelets for dinner? It's light, maybe.
On a Sunday night, casual.
You see?
I'm devastated. I can't believe it.
The co-president. There's a co-president, right?
Yes.
The co-president of the Women's International Zionist Organization says that it's okay to have scrambled eggs.
Yeah, but then the co-president of the Women's of South Africa Zionist Organization probably has fruit in a green salad as well. Probably.
You have fruit in a green salad? No, you have it with toast and Worcester sauce, right?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So okay, you're please, redeemed. You're redeemed, Lee. You are
to get
redeemed.
The program, yeah. So, you, Witso, give us a little background of the work that Witso does.
Okay. Witso is part of an international organization with 52 countries all over the world. And Witso South Africa specifically has projects in Israel. We have 4 daycare centers, 1 daycare center, which is a mixed daycare center. It takes care of regular children and autistic children.
Wow.
And they try and integrate the autistic children with the regular children at least once a week so that the regular children can learn how to interact with
people
autistic,
with disabilities.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing.
And the same with autistic children, that they have an opportunity to socialize and mix with regular children.
So you've got these 4 centers. 4. What are the other projects that Witso has got?
Okay.
Because they're quite extensive.
Yes. Witso South Africa specifically has 5 foster homes, and each foster home takes care of 8 children. The children are removed from their families by the courts and placed in these foster homes. They can range from the age of about 4 till 18 when they finish school, and then they go to the army. They have the opportunity, the homes are in Herzliya, in a regular suburb, in a regular area, they attend regular school, and their lives are as regular as can be possible.
Trying to create some kind of normality, a normal space for them.
Absolutely.
Incredible. And something that's very not normal is for children living on the border in southern Israel, the border with Gaza. It was about a month ago that we saw.
Yes.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, it was over 2,000 rockets that had been fired from Gaza into Israel. You can't live in your bomb shelter.
Yep.
So very, very traumatizing. I mean, we saw the same thing in 2014. These children are little. When you hear, part of the nursery school brief is that they have to find their way to the bomb shelter, and the teachers are obviously there to help them. But very, very traumatizing. So you're busy with a very, very interesting campaign. Tell us about it.
Yes. Right now, in these 24 hours since yesterday, we are doing an extensive campaign to try and raise 1.5 million rand to help the children suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. They all need therapy, and this is over and above the normal budget for Witso. So we're trying to do this collection to help these children over and above our regular commitments to assist.
How much do you need to raise?
1.5 million.
And where are you at the moment?
We are close to 1.1.
Okay. So here's the thing. For every rand that you donate to Witso, and I'll give you the details in a minute of how to get in touch with them and make your pledge. But for every rand that you pledge, you'll get matched by another 2 people. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So every rand that you pledge is actually 3 rand. So if you pledge 1,000 rand, it's actually 3,000 rand.
That's pretty remarkable.
Isn't that incredible?
Really generous, beyond generous. Must be very generous benefactors, that is for sure. Have you identified a massive need for this following last month's,
Oh, absolutely. The children are in critical condition. Not only the children, the parents, everybody. But
adults seem to be more resilient though.
Yes, we are concentrating on the children at daycare centers. So these are nursery school children.
Yeah.
If you can imagine your child in that position.
You know what's so interesting is the power of audio. The power of audio. You know, if somebody hears a, you know, we think of Intel or we think of whatever it is. And to undo that and to unlearn that, we don't know how to unlearn that. There are certain sounds that when we hear and when that siren goes off, you know, wherever it is, your body automatically,
100%
you are not in control of the reaction that your body has. Now, it's magnified in little children. So if you would like to donate to this this fundraiser, they've got 400,000 to go, which means in actual fact it's
like one and a half,
it's 103,000 that you need to raise. Is that right?
Yep.
That's doable in 2 hours.
It's doable, and honestly the Johannesburg community have been so generous.
Love our community.
We are amazing people in the city. And we just appeal to everybody, please, please, when you see a call center phoning you, don't ignore
Can't
the call.
Can't we phone the call center? What happens if we want to make a pledge? Can we get in touch, or is there a WITSO website where the details are?
There is a WITSO website. They can go to the charity WITSO website, which
okay,
is...
Okay, so it's like charity, but it's with a D. It's charity.com/WITSO, W-I-Z-O. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Charity. And you can just put in your credit card numbers, and for EFT. Every rand, or you can do an EFT. Oh, there'll be an EFT. There's banking details there as well. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Charity, it's like charity, but whoever did that can't spell. It's charity with a D, .com/WIZO, W-I-Z-O. And go and make a pledge. Go on. You know what? If there's one thing that I've learned in my 48 years on this planet, it is that we are all responsible for one another in the most profound ways. And within our family, we're responsible for one another. Within our communities, within our countries, our nationhood, we are all responsible for one another, and we have to step up to the plate. Lee Joffe, thank you very, very much. All right, let's just check. It's charity. So it's www.charity.com/WIZO. W-I-Z-O. Go and check it out, and we hope that you reach your target, because apparently it's all or nothing.
Yes,
That's what happens.
That's what happens.
You've got 2 hours to raise 103,000 rand to make it to that 1.5. I don't think you have to worry.
I hope not.
I'm telling you, just incredibly, incredibly generous, amazing people. Can I play you an amazing song? I was talking about emancipation. Something horrible happened to me a month ago. And every day has just been a very, very hard daily. And so, we got closure. Can I play something?
I thought Sing Hallelujah was it, but hey, if you've got another one, bring it on.
Oh, I think you might like this one. I really do. I think this will be just up your alley.
Surprise me. I liked the first one, but hey.
Did you?
Open to the second one.
Hey, let's see.